Hey, thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, let's talk about building.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. And joining me today is Renee Nelson. She's pinch hitting with me in regards to real estate, and I'm fortunate to have her mind on the scene with me. Let's talk a little bit, Renee, about the marketplace today. You had some questions.
I do. Let's talk about new construction. I know the tour of homes will be coming up. Talk to us about new construction and what's happening in that world.
Well, nationally, a trend is happening that is also happening at some degree locally. Nationally, a lot of builders are working on remodels as opposed to new built, stick-built homes. So they're increasing what's already there as opposed to starting from scratch.
Interesting. So if I were in a starter home and I wanted to go build something, like maybe like my dream home, how much would I anticipate that I'd have to spend to do that?
Well, that is a broad statement, but it depends on what your dream is. And in this area, our biggest challenge is locating land. People believe that their happily ever after house should be optimally located. It's got to be close, you know, maybe it's a good walk score where it's walk friendly, or maybe it's in the country with small acreage. And those are on the minds of all buyers. So we do not have enough land to succeed in many of those happily ever after houses.
Oh, that's a good point. So the construction that we see going on around town in kind of the subdivisions, would you consider those to be maybe starter homes?
Actually, it's crazy. They are kind of starter homes. For example, there's a development by Hayden Homes up in the Coburg area. Mm-hmm. They're doing 86 homes right now is what's being built out, and they can't build them fast enough at the rate they're selling them. And they are about starting at $340,000. A great production. I actually appreciate Hayden Homes. They're really trying to meet the market where the demand is, which is really difficult to do. Ask any builder in town. The other builders we have are really wanting to do the happily ever after homes for folks, but are having trouble finding the land to do that in a good non-transitionary space, like not next to something that would be derogatory for an experience of that happily ever after.
Interesting. Well, one thing I know you also have to factor in is if you remodel, you can put too much money into a property and never get it back out. So it probably would be a good chance to call you and say, hey, I'm thinking about remodeling. I'm going to put X number of dollars into my house. And then you could give them some input on that.
I'm having great conversations. And sometimes the right thing to do is to remodel. And sometimes it's not if you're capped out in your neighborhood. Mm. I've even seen people saying, well, what if I put an elevator in my house because I'm up on the hills? Aging in place might require that. It would expand the pool of buyers. And it may. So let's have a good conversation. Thanks, Renee, for your help today.
Thank you.
I'm Marcia Edwards. You'll find me at realestatesmart.org.